I don't know if Dan told you, Tina, but the host sitting on the right is responsible for singing the Channel 9
perfect
song.
Actually, I got the memo.
You did?
I did get the memo.
So,
are we rolling?
I don't know if we're rolling yet, are we? We rolling? I think let's not roll yet. Let's practice this song. You ready? So pretend this is real.
Okay, ready?
So sing us the Channel 9 song.
Okay, I just come up with some words.
Just, well, you know the song. It's in your heart, Tina.
This
it's in
week
here.
On Channel 9, my favorite show. I get to host today, and Nick is Nick wearing fat. Must be a special day.
Second verse.
And if you like Dan and Brian, gonna Dan love and Nick and Tina.
And I think we actually now
week on around the web.
Around the web. Let's wrap
not
it up.
Just
it's beautiful.
But if you're a developer, you'll love it.
That's perfect. It was lovely.
Ready to start?
Are we ready to start, Michael? I'm not Dan Fernandez, nor am I Brian Keller. And you are also not Dan Fernandez.
No, Tina Wood Summerford. I'm excited to be here.
How come you get three names? I want a third name.
Get married. To a dude.
Did. To a dude, you say.
And then you can take his last name.
Okay.
And then you'd be Nick Fillingham.
Someone else's dude.
Wiener. Right.
Okay. Yes, Dan and Brian are doing something. Brian's slacking off in...
Vacationing.
Mexico? Where is he? I don't know where he is. Brazil? Hawaii. He's in Hawaii. And yep. Dan is just super lazy and didn't get around to doing it. So here's Nick and Tina.
Yes.
We're going to talk about four or five things that we know absolutely nothing about. So make sure you check the links on the post for actual real information. First thing, you've just come back from L.A.
Yeah, I was at E3.
E3.
And I love E3.
Which everyone knows stands for the Extra...
The Electronics Expo.
Electronics Expo.
And this is my 11th E3 this year.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I went to my first one in 2000.
You went to 11... You've been to every one since 2000?
Since 2000. Yeah, when we launched G4 back in 2000, 2001, and that was the first E3, so this is like my 11th one.
Wow. Do you have like some kind of like VIP, frequent flyer card?
No, in fact...
Like, do they roll out the carpet?
No, in fact...
Miss Wood, Summerford, Tina Woodwood, whatever.
One would think maybe I'd get a little bit of that, but it's actually polar opposite. When I went to go check in, they actually didn't
spat
even have my
you.
Name on
file. Oh, really?
And I went with the Xbox team, so I was like... and I had Larry Heard with me, Major Nelson, and so he was sort of there, and I talked my way in. It's kind of, you can kind of talk your
you
way
talk
in.
You talk your way in.
I talked my way
you've
in.
You've been there 11 years.
You know.
You probably kind of know where the little secret doors are.
Yeah, so I just sort of knew what to say and that kind of thing. So I think it was just, miscommunication. But it was great. I mean, E3 is a lot of work, and the Xbox team works diligently to really try to make everything timely.
Right.
Right, and particularly we partner with Inside Xbox, and they do these really great shows. They've got a variety of shows, some for the hardcore gamer, some for Kinect. So I was traveling with them, and we get to the briefing at like 7 a.m. It starts in about 2.5 hours, so you're watching rehearsal, and you're sort of seeing some of the announcements and everything come out. And then, as soon as the show starts, it's like cameras everywhere. We're in this, like, in a suite at the Galen Center, and there's just computers and edit bays, and everyone's hitting record, and you're trying to get all your footage, and running around, and what did he say? When's that coming out? And Major Nelson's tweeting, and then as soon as it ends,
You just stand back when Major Nelson tweets.
Yeah,
he uses his arms a lot.
The halo comes over him, you know. And then we're running on stage trying to capture the moment and trying to do hosting stuff. But it was great. It was a lot of fun. It was super software heavy this year.
It was.
So, which I thought was...
Especially for Microsoft.
For Microsoft, yeah. Yep. And I thought that was good. You know, last year was all about the Kinect, and this is sort of the sophomore year for the Kinect. It's they really listen to the hardcore gamers.
Or it's kind of year two for the Kinect.
Or, in the States, we could say however you want to say it.
I have no idea what sophomore means.
I could sing about that. You want to sing about that? Yeah.
Maybe later. Yeah, that'd be great.
So it was really about a lot of the core games, which is fantastic because, you know, last year when the Kinect launched and the titles came out, there was a little bit of hee-hawing from the core gamers, understandably.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe weren't super into Kinectimals.
Yep.
But you got
just quietly, seriously addictive.
So fun.
Horribly, horribly addictive.
Kind of hard, actually.
Yes.
Kind of difficult.
Like driving that remote control car with the little lion thing
is
actually a horrible challenge
It's a hard challenge.
Me.
So this year, you know,
wonderful
we,
challenge.
Over the year, we partnered with some really great people, you know, mm-hmm. Ubisoft and then like Star Wars. So it's going to be really fun. There'll be like an entire Kinect-enabled Star Wars game. So, and we talked to, I think some Channel 9 videos, there's an interview with Kudo on there and stuff too. But it was great. It was really, like I said, all about the games this year.
Did you get to try the Bing voice search built into
I didn't get to try anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, because we had
too busy partying?
Oh, I wish.
Yes. That's a yes.
It's not easy to go down to Los Angeles and, you know, host from the red carpet down
after,
there. No.
After 11, after 11 E3s, I'm sure there's quite a few.
Well, there's tons of parties. Everyone's like, are you going to this party tonight? Are you going to that party tonight? And I really can only hit like six of them and I was done. By 3 a.m., I'm like, I have to start shooting at 5.
Yes.
What was your question? Because I was just thinking about drinking.
Absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
What were some of your favorite announcements from E3, Tina?
We'll talk about the television, the remote control free, you know, a lot of the Kinect integration, right? You can also get like YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that now you don't have to get up and do anything. You'll be able to do everything. You know, they really want to be like the first television.
By waving at your television.
So they're working with 80 TV content providers to get, you know, real TV and stuff like that through Xbox.
Plus YouTube,
which would be really actually kind of fun. It would be fun to, and as long as they make searching easy, thus Bing, and that kind of stuff, I think it'll be great. I mean, everything that we've seen so far with the Kinect has just been impressive. And it's not just because we work here. I think anybody, you know, anybody can say that. They've nailed it technically, and it works so well.
Mm-hmm.
It's so user-friendly. So it's cool. So rolling around in the Microsoft booth, and then I looked there, and it was Spielberg, and I was like, wow, what's Spielberg doing
Jason
here?
Spielberg.
That's so cool. Yeah, and then it kind of, like, hit me, and I was like, oh, my God, that's pretty cool. Love DT. Anyway, but it was fun. It was great. It was a great event. And then I was just on the show floor for one day, and then, again, we're running out shooting, trying to get packages, so there's not a whole lot of time to actually play stuff.
Right.
But
what did you play? What did you get a chance to play?
Forza
or at least
4,
stand near?
Forza always does a great job of you know, having the actual, like, almost racing cars there. The whole setup is there. They got the wheels, and they do the little competitions. And that game, I don't know if you've seen the game, but graphically, they look like pictures. They look like photos.
They do.
It's just so pretty. And they're super into the community, and I think they do a great job. So Forza 4, there was a lot of buzz around. Did you play SS Tricky back in the day, the snowboarding game, which was so fun? Well, they're coming out with SSX, and they were showing it behind closed doors. I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with Kinect and stuff. It'll be on the Xbox, but a game, it looked great.
Cool.
And the vibe was good. I mean, everybody was excited, ran into it like an old high school reunion, seeing a lot of the other people from other television shows and networks, and it was
awesome.
Fun. Yeah.
And a bunch of videos with you and with Major Nelson and with Laura, is that right?
Laura just went to kind of help out. Yeah.
Okay.
So she's not actually hosting them, but
she's
behind the scenes helping produce and stuff, but thankfully she was there.
Cool, but check it out on Channel 9.
Yeah, so we've got a couple different videos up there on Channel 9, so check that out. I could talk all day.
Yes.
Yeah, so we should move on, though.
Well, let's move on. This is something that I saw very, very, I think it was early on in the week, or perhaps even on the weekend, was an announcement around a partnership with Disney, an HTML5 book.
Okay.
Is this the theme song?
Yeah, that was going to be it, but I haven't.
Around Tron Legacy, Disney have published a really cool little kind of graphic novel. It's a side kind of scrolling HTML5 side-scrolling version of part of the Tron canon. I don't know if it's actually a retelling of the story or if it's related to the movie somehow. I must admit, I kind of didn't get to read the whole thing. It's a little involved. There's kind of stuff to read, but the music's great, and it's a.
So, what do you mean an HTML5 book? Just a digital book built in?
Yeah,
HTML5?
So it's like a comic,
okay.
like a graphic novel, but it's built in HTML5 specifically for IE9. You can kind of find out more about it with Sergio's video on Channel 9. But essentially, it's a side scroller. So, kind of as you drag your mouse left and right. The individual panels start to dissolve and move in and out. The music changes as you kind of progress through the story. I think they're using some interesting canvas effects to get like shining and bloom and stuff. It's actually very cool.
So is that just to show off what HTML5 can do? That's the whole idea behind
it? I think it is. I'm pretty sure you could build this in Flash. You could build this in Silverlight.
Not Flash.
Well, not Flash. Well, you probably could, but we don't want them to, obviously. although you were a Flash developer for many years.
Oh, so long ago,
back
I can
in
barely
the
remember.
40s.
Yeah, it was before it was even invented.
Yes, you actually invented Flash.
I did.
It used to be called Shazam, and then you said, that's a dumb name.
It was Shizuki, but...
The Japanese, I forgot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is cool. Go learn more about it. Obviously, I've probably said about 5-6 things here that are false, so go and find out the real information on Channel 9. Search for Tron Legacy, an HTML5 graphic novel, and you can see a great video with Ari and Sergio, which is kind of cool.
You're doing great, Nick.
Here's something I literally don't know anything about. I tried to read about this before we started launching, but I just don't know anything about it. Although it sounds very cool, Windows thin PCs have RTM'd. How about that? Are you excited?
I can't even imagine how I'm going to sleep
tonight. Because I've often thought that Windows PCs were far too fat.
Yes.
They're just too many carbs, too many high fructose corn syrup.
Yes, they need the Atkins diet. And
I think that the thin PC has RTN. That's obviously a great thing. I don't know what this is, but it sounds very interesting. I'm going to
look. So what is it? I don't get it. Just saying now we have thin PCs?
Dan kind of asked me to do a review of, hey, you better get the top tech stories from this week or I'm going to fire you. And so I had to find something.
Next time he should clearly
But this looks interesting.
On
it's on the Windows blog and it's, Windows thin PC. I don't know, something to do with, I'm not sure.
Desktop. Well, we're going to offer more information because we don't want to leave
you
hanging.
There'll be a link on there. Yeah.
That was well done.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. No, that's fine.
Stellar.
At least I can say I talked about Windows thin PC.
Yes,
I can say that, right?
Well.
And then another one, another announcement from the Bing team around mobile browsing. So there's a new version of the m.bing.com experience. So if you're on a mobile device,
and
you want to go to the Bing website, you go to m.bing.com instead of bing.com.
I just want to know when I hit the Bing button on my Windows Phone 7 that it's going to take me there and I don't have to go in and do anything.
This is specifically for non-Windows Phone 7 phones, or it's for using the Bing mobile interface.
Okay.
So instead of the actual kind of the search app that's built into Windows Phone 7. Okay. So now if you have an HTML5 compliant mobile browser, which I believe iOS and Android and I think BlackBerry have, don't quite have one yet for Windows Phone 7, but I think the Mango release will actually provide that kind of support for HTML5. But that's just been updated. So if you are a fan of Bing and you're not on Windows Phone 7, but you do have an HTML5 compliant device, you've got basically a much richer way to access the Bing website on a mobile device.
And that's now?
I believe it's available now.
No? Okay.
Let me have a look. Yes.
Now.
Today's update. And this was posted yesterday. So that is available now.
Great.
But you, of course, have Windows Phone 7.
Oh, yes, of course.
Windows Phone 7.
I do. I love my Windows Phone 7. I do.
I
love it because I can just drop it lots because I tend to drop my phone or leave it on the roof of my car and take off.
Yep.
That sucker still works. Do not kid.
Really?
The thing is awesome.
Have you
very
accidentally
durable.
Dropped it in the toilet?
Almost. It has bounced off because
bounce,
I'll have it in my
bounce,
back pocket.
Bounce,
and when
catch.
I go down, it's like boing, boing. Thank goodness it went the other way.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So. Now tell me, in LA, obviously very trendy. You know, that's one of the epicenters of culture and trends.
Yes, they are.
Wandering around with your Windows Phone 7, did you get stopped in the street and, you know, people saying, well, you know, what's this device? What's
didn't
this
happen.
Using?
No, it doesn't happen in L.A. People are very just thinking about themselves.
Right.
They just know what they have is cooler than anything that you have.
They're just trying not to get mugged.
They're just trying not to get mugged.
Okay.
But then on the flights there and back, there were many people using their Windows Phone 7s, but I also know I was traveling with lots of Microsoft
people. And you
people.
Were traveling back to Seattle. So that's a good bet.
It was a good bet.
Yeah.
The gentleman next to me was, you know, playing some casual games, you know, via Xbox Live, and I didn't want to say anything, but I made the assumption maybe he might work for. He looked familiar. He might work for Microsoft.
But, it was Dan, wasn't it?
It was Dan. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see next to Dan.
But no, I love it. I think there was an article that I was talking to Laura, and I don't know that she had read it or somebody had read it that said in 5 years some big company said that Windows Phone 7 would maybe surpass iPhone, or was that?
That's a great quote. In five years, some company.
I wasn't planning on talking about it, so I didn't do my research. But I said, wow, that's great. Anyway, I have no idea what
that
I was really talking about with
so
regards
Laura
to that.
So Laura said that in 5 years,
I heard of a friend from
some
a friend.
Company has claimed that Windows Phone 7 will be available.
Yeah, be available.
That's
I want Dan
point.
And Brian to know that I'm available next week.
Okay.
If they are here.
Well, yeah, assuming you're still working for the company. awkward. Okay, next. So also announced, I think it's today actually, the Android developers, if you are an Android dev or you're developing mobile devices for Android, we want you on the Windows Phone platform. And obviously the ability to write apps for multiple platforms can be very beneficial to you as a developer. I mean, there's many strings to your bow as possible. And basically a set of tools and a white paper have been released as of today to help Android developers port their apps over to Windows Phone 7. It's only just been announced today. I only had a quick skim, but it sounds very, very interesting. Make sure you head to the Windows Phone Developer blog for more information on that.
I love when you say a quick skim.
A quick skim.
Just had a quick skim. I don't know.
What
sounds,
does that mean to
know.
Your American brain, your American ears?
It doesn't sound appropriate. But
no, it doesn't?
No.
It doesn't sound appropriate? Oh, that was
Michael's
not my intention.
Michael's behind the camera. Does that sound appropriate, a quick skim?
A quick skim. Oh, he's nodding with the camera. Picks of the week. This,
already?
This means we're already
that
at the end of the show.
Over
which
and
is
I didn't
just,
get to...
I'm so relieved.
Relieved.
So my pick of the week, and I want to be clear here, I'm not advocating vandalism. There were some, they were referred to as vandals in the article. I like to think of them as tricksters. I like to think of them as young folk up to shenanigans.
Shenaniganstas.
Yeah. Plastered a Windows logo on an Apple store that's being built in Hamburg, Germany. And it's not the actual... Whilst I think
it's really
a funny picture...
I really thought you did this.
No, this is not Photoshop.
Yeah.
Whilst... This photo is kind of kind of funny. The greatest thing is a video of them doing it. And the funny thing is that these young kids, all they did was they got some of those stripy, you know, reflective yellow vests. They got a ladder. They got a, you know, a workman at work sign and a little barrier. And it's just the middle of the day. They just kind of, they pull up in their van, they get out their, you know, their vests and their little stand. They put up a giant, like, 40-foot ladder. And they just slowly kind of put... This wasn't, like, done in the middle of the night. This wasn't done under the cover of darkness. This was done in place.
That's hysterical.
And that's the funny thing. You can do anything you want if you're dressed as a, you know, a construction person.
Well, yes.
Pretty much.
In most countries. Yes.
Yeah. You can even do... Is it M? Who's... Oh, about to lose my laptop.
Yeah. M... I don't know.
That was a really poor YMCA village people reference. Because in construction work, it does a... And we'll see. Moving right along,
Nick
Tina's pick of the week.
Next week to host.
Well, no, I see. I'm getting fired, so I already know that. It's fine.
I picked my own video. That's
you picked
crazy
your own video?
That I did that.
Wait, really?
Well, Carl Ledbetter, who is one of the designers here, and he's designed the Xbox, the original Xbox, and the Kinect, and on that team. And he started here 16 years ago with Intellimouse.
And he's an industrial designer.
Yes.
So he's,
yeah, he's
the look and the functionality.
Yeah, so he makes, you know, the Kinect look as sleek as it does, and the Xbox look as sleek as it does. And so I did a video and an interview with him about 7 or 8 minutes on some new announcements, and we showed like a really cool like Forza 4, like a steering wheel that's really light and great for little hands and big hands. And then he also showed a special Gears of War Xbox 360 limited edition. I think it's 320 gigs. It'll come out like September 20th. And they're going to make about 250,000, and that's really cool for your Gears fan. I mean, come on, we love the guys over at Epic, the guys and girls over at Epic.
And you were saying this guy, he got his start with the Intellimouse, right?
Yeah, he's been here for 16 years designing hardware, and
wow.
So he's got anywhere from the Intellimouse all the way up to the... Connect.
So at E3, did you get a chance to check out the competition? Did you get
I didn't.
No.
I actually did not.
Did you at least walk?
No.
I just didn't.
And I'm a Nintendo fan. I don't really play or do much, you know, with that anymore.
Sure.
But I still have my Wii and I play my Wii, but I did not. I was only on the show floor for a day because I needed to come back here. And really, I was shooting videos for you guys and for the Xbox team. So it wasn't a lot of downtime to check it out. Although I do know Nintendo made a big announcement on the Wii U, so I didn't get a chance to see it or play it, obviously.
And I missed out on potentially a lot of Reddit karma, because I heard the Wii U announcement and I kind of tweeted to a friend of mine that I thought it sounded like the Buddy Holly song by Weezer. And then today, you know, some big meme has, well, not big, but a meme has started around the Buddy Holly song. Do you know that song? Ooh, Wii U, I look just like Buddy Holly.
Oh, Weezer? Yeah, do. Oh, you want
Mary
to sing
Tyler
it?
Moore? No, I don't want to sing
it. Yeah, okay,
it,
that's fine.
At all.
Okay.
Please don't.
I could. I won't, though.
Maybe.
I'll take
later.
This out, though.
Anyway, but yeah, cool.
Thanks,
but E3 was fun.
It was fun.
It was fun.
E3 was great, and I recommend that anybody go there, whether you're, you know, a game developer or just somebody who's interested in video games.
Are all your videos now published on Channel 9, or are they more?
They are.
They're all published?
Yeah, they're all published.
And are they under, if you want to see them all, they're under
Inside
one tag?
Inside Xbox, and you can check it all. And you can also go to Inside Xbox under your dashboard and go with Tech with Tina or hit the special E3 events page.
Oh, so we need to get you on our dashboard. Can we connect you? Can I sit on my couch and go... Connect. Play
Tina.
Tina.
I don't know.
Connect. Tina Summerford.
I don't know. We'll see.
I want to do that. Oh, that'd be freaky, actually.
It would be kind of
especially
freaky.
If you just kind of start
Blair
talking.
Comes in and you're like, play with Tina Woods Summerford. Right?
And here's the theme song to end us out.
Thanks. Can you sing? You're the singer.
No, God, no.
Thanks for
Let's
watching
sing a song
this
together.
Week on Channel 9. We'll be here next week. Tell Dan and Brian you want us to if we don't get fired.
Oh, that was horrible.
It's okay. I thought you hit it.
I think you did
that.
Too. It was great.
Welcome to Channel 9. This week on Channel 9. This week on Channel 9. Nick is wearing plaid. It must be a special day. If you like Dan and Brian, you're gonna love Nick and Tina. We got lots of stories.